It's Truth and Reconciliation Day, and we are live here at Wanuskewin Heritage Park. And this morning we have Andrew McDonald. He is the co-executive director for Wanuskewin. Okay, well, what's happening today? Lots of things happening. Give us a rundown.
That's right. This is, again, a central location for everybody to come. And this day in particular is a day for healing. This is a day for education, and this is a day for everyone to come together to hear from. We have a number of speakers today. We have presenters. We have a number of different cultural programs running throughout the day you can drop in on. But really, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to hear from residential school survivors, those who have been impacted by this, you know, this terrible tragedy, this legacy. This is an opportunity for us to learn, to grow, and grow appreciation for where we are today, not forgetting about what had happened, but where we are today and then where we hope to go in future generations. So for a full listing of everything that's happening here, we encourage everyone to go to wanuskewin.com. You can go to our calendar and everything is listed on there. We have opening remarks starting at 10:30, and then there'll be activities happening throughout the entire day. And thanks to support from Nutrien, we're able to offer this day as an admission by donation day. So you're welcome to come join us at the park. But again, that support from Nutrien helps us to be able to offer that.
Well, I'll tell you what, my wife and I and my daughter have been coming out to Wanuskewin for many, many, many years. We've snowshoed out there. We've dog sledded out there. We've stayed in the teepee. We've checked out the bison. We've checked out the it's just a fantastic place and a great place to learn about our Indigenous brothers and sisters. And just the view. I mean, what a great place to be.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Shaq. It really is. I just really want to emphasize that this is a community-owned park. So it was born out of the community, and this really is something that is supported by exactly as you defined, your family coming out, spending time here at the park, donating, becoming a member, volunteering. All those things helps to keep the lights on. And as we go forward in the next few years towards UNESCO World Heritage designation, our community is going to be able to say that we have a world-class destination here that is, you know, 5 minutes from downtown Saskatoon. That's incredible.
Well, we certainly hope that designation does happen, and I know it will, too. We've got Andrew McDonald. He is the co-executive director of Wanuskewin. We're here today for National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. Andrew, thank you so much for this.
Thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Jack.